Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. Also, over on our new home at Spreaker.com, I am Mark the Q. I am your host. I'm very privileged to have, I guess I would call her Hollywood royalty. She's done a great job behind the camera. Her new movie is called Fanboys. It's going to be coming out on Amazon coming up this week. And I also want to introduce a returning guest to the show. She has had a string of great roles. Currently, she is in Isn't It Romantic, which is in theaters right now. Gillian Green is on with us, as well as Eugenia Kuzmina is on with us right now. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Mark. So nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, and Eugenia, I mean, great to be able to see that you have had such a great resume since we've last talked. I mean, how's it been for you the past couple years?
Yeah, it's been interesting. It's been a roller coaster ride, you know, but nothing but interesting. And it's good to be back.
Yeah, any certain roles that really kind of stood out for the past couple years? Anything that you really loved doing? I mean, obviously, this new movie would be got to be one of them, right?
Yeah, of course. You know, actually, I was so lucky. Gillian cast me in this role without auditioning, which is quite a process, you know, for any actor. And I was blown away to be not only with a woman director, but also, you know, she's such an inspiration. She is a mom of 5 kids, and she was such an amazing person to work with on set. So that was definitely a special experience. And besides that, you know, I've been working here and there with different directors. I had amazing experience with John Turturro, and recently shot with Guy Ritchie. So, you know, I've been lucky to be part of really incredible projects with amazing directors. Very kind of you.
Well, speaking of which, Gillian, I mean, just to, you know, to be a female director now, I mean, there's been a huge push to try to get more females behind the camera, especially in jobs like directing and writing and you know, a lot of other work as well. I mean, how's it for you, you know, to be a female director and, you know, maybe have some more females on the set that's behind the scenes?
You know, I think that's great, and it's great to also have a more diversity now, and that's our present climate. I just got attached to another movie called The Caterpillar, which I'm really excited about, and I think part of the intrigue for them was, well, they watched both my movies, but that I am a female director, so I think it's really fantastic for all us girls to be females, to be to have some attention and to have more opportunities. And directing, I think, is such, yes. I just want to add to that, directing is such a, I think, hard job because you have to be responsible for everything on set. Like, everybody counts on you. So it was amazing to watch, you know, Gillian and Christian. You know, well, we're big fans of each other. I love you, Jenny, and she loves me. So we're a good combo.
Well, I'll say this about you, Gillian. To have that many kids and, you know, to have to run a household, then you really do know how to multitask.
Thank you. I have a little help, truth be told, and especially when I'm shooting, it's hard to be away from the kids, definitely, but, you know, then I can always come back home to them, and my husband Sam holds the fort down when I'm gone. But they're older now,
you know,
so all good.
Yeah, I mean, how was it for? I mean, when you were growing up, like I said, you're kind of Hollywood royalty. Lauren Green was your father. I mean, how was it for you to be on the set and to be able to see, you know, some of the hot TV or movie directors out on there and kind of how they work, and, you know, even with your husband Sam, that, you know, just to see them work and kind of take some things from them.
First of all, thank you so much. You know, I grew up on set, on my dad's set, and then I met Sam when I was like 20, so I grew up making movies, and I don't know any anything else. So I'm not, it's, I don't really have that much perspective, but, you know, everything's a process, and I think Malcolm Gladwell says it takes 10,000 hours to get good at something, 10 years or 10,000 hours, and you just, you know, you, it takes time, and practice makes perfect, and, you know, I've had a really great opportunities, and now I finally just wanted to branch out on my own and make my own movies, but I don't think I would have been able to do that had I not, you know, been doing it and observing for so long, so many years.
So true. Now, I want to add that, like, Hollywood is a very different place from inside and outside, like, for people who don't know about it, and, you know, you can watch Fanboy, and I think it's a reflection a little bit of that, but it seems like a glamorous work, and, you know, it's a completely different experience from the point of view when you are inside. It's just a regular job, and you have to be good at what you do. So it's true, you know, I think Gillian is a really dedicated director, and it's very interesting to, you know, to watch.
Thank you, Eugenia. It's, you know, it's hard to make a movie for anyone, even if you have movie stars attached. It's so... just got to persevere, and you have to have a vision and a passion for it, and not take no for an answer.
That's true.
I've been told no a lot.
I mean,
like,
what?
I said I've been, you know, making Murder of a Cat, which is the feature film that I made, is also on Amazon. Was, you know, took 2 years to get the money for that, and so it's always. It's never really easy. Nothing, you know, comes on a silver platter. You have to persevere.
That's so true. Even being born, you know, like inside the industry, you still have to, you have a lot of accomplished, you know, you have to have a lot of things done. You know, you have to really be passionate about the project, and, you know, that's what you write.
Yeah, not give up, to say it simply.
Yeah, you know, I'm more on the documentary end of things too. I'm in the middle of just re-editing my documentary. It's going to festival in a couple weeks, but it's, you know, yeah, there was something to say about having a passion for it and to kind of put your butt, sweat, and tears into a project. I guess sometimes that kind of gets kind of washed over in Hollywood. You know, there you kind of miss the fact that, you know, that. You know, there's a certain amount of control and a little bit of pride that to go for kind of making the grind and trying to find funding or trying to trying to get what you can and work on a very limited basis, as where there is kind of a pride in that as well. Would you agree with that?
I would. And well, first of all, congratulations on your documentary going to a film festival. Which one is it?
Artemis.
What is that?
Artemis Film Festival in L.A.
Oh, okay, awesome. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you know, making a movie is very, very personal, and it's your child in a way. So, yeah, I don't know, but, you know, it's art at the end of the day, and it's subjective. So as long as you're proud of what you did and what you made, I think then it's out of your control, and people will judge it, and some people... you know, we'll love it, and some people will hate it, and that's all part of it. But yeah, it's very, very personal.
Yeah. By the way, Jillian, you and Eugenia are more than welcome to go to a screening of my documentary too. So I'll send you that. I'll shoot the guys that information. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well.
Is it your first one? Is it your first documentary?
No. No. It's actually the. It's actually my third documentary. The first one actually did make it to the same festival, and this is the second time I'm going to the festival with it. This is if it's a different project, obviously, but yeah. And I think you guys will appreciate it too. They're really kind of female based. They really love. It's an action film festival, a female action film festival. So I know you'll probably enjoy it as well. So yeah, I'll have to show you that information as well.
Sure, would love to.
We're there.
Okay. Yeah. And I was going to talk. I mean, just to see how much you've grown as an actress, Eugenia. I mean, like I said, I've talked to you like several years ago in terms of when you were really kind of starting out, and you were getting some really decent roles at that point. But, you know, just looking back the past couple of years, how has it been for you to have a kind of developed as an actress? And have you learned a lot from Gillian about the filmmaking business? And have you learned a lot from her about your acting?
Yeah, of course. You know, when Gillian cast me in the movie, I actually never even thought about acting. I mean, I've done a lot of modeling, and, you know, modeling is kind of acting to some point, but and I've done some commercials, but it's a completely different thing. So in a way, I think Gillian cast everybody so perfectly because, you know, at that point I was in the middle of this town because of my husband, you know, and like in a situation where I was, and I had no idea about the business or acting side, you know, any skills that it involved. And it took me some time to, you know, to kind of readjust from modeling, and I think it's been really great. You know, I've been fortunate enough, and it's been a little bit of a more stable job sometimes than modeling, just because as a model, you know, you always fly like every day if it's your only focus on that career. But, you know, I think from acting you find out more who you are as a person, and I think it's really important to grow, you know, and it's really creative outlet. And as I say, I've been really lucky to be around talented people. So,
and I want to say something about you, Jenny. I mean, she's like this gorgeous supermodel and has a very prolific career, and yet she constantly challenges herself, and you know, whether it be acting and or stand-up comedy, and she's an incredible comedian. And personally, I'd be so afraid to perform at the Comedy Store, and you really have to go out on a limb, and
she goes get up, you out.
No, that's not happening. But she goes up there and kills it every time, and I've seen her, and she's incredible. But just to, you know, she's constantly challenging herself, and I really admire that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's interesting. I think you guys should watch Fanboy.
We just want to keep complimenting each other. It's like, back to you.
But I think it's really interesting because even asking me, you know, like it's about a fan who wants to be in the movies and you don't know anything, but you know, you learn a lot what it actually entails to be in this business.
It's Fanboy, I don't know if I should mention, it's a very satirical about a hapless guy who likes this girl and is actually in love with this girl, and hears about an audition in Hollywood that favorite director is directing For Love of the Game 2, which is a joke in itself because For Love of the Game never made any money, was not successful. But he travels across country, impress the girl, be in a movie, and it's about him trying to make it in Hollywood and ultimately not eating and finally throws in the towel. Then he meets his idol when he throws in the towel, coincidentally. But it's a really fun sort of irreverent comedy.
Great that you can, you know, laugh at like at yourself, I think, and laugh at like the whole, you know, situation that sometimes is perceived.
And Sam Raimi does a great job in it, although every take, it was a little bit difficult to direct sometimes because he would do every take differently. And I'm like, no, just do it the same way you just did it. But tried to ad-lib a little bit too much, and that was a problem in the editing room. But he's great in it, and J.K. Simmons is in it, who's an Oscar winner. People know J.K. Simmons. And it's Fran Kranz, incredible, Jed Reed, Matt Lanter. We have a like sort of an all-star cast, and really fun.
Do you guys rehearse actually with people? Like, what is your style of directing? Because I've been on set only for one day, you know, so I'm just curious.
And of course,
like,
Eugenia plays this very famous actress. And,
I know.
What is my style? Do I rehearse? Yeah, I think it's always really good to rehearse because you want to come to set prepared, and I have storyboards, and you want to have sort of a blueprint when you show up. So, of course, things arise on set, but you come in prepared. So, yeah, rehearsal's always good.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be a balance. I mean, you know, with, I mean, you've been in several different comedies, Eugenia. I mean, especially this one right here. I'm, you know, a fanboy. But has your stand-up kind of helped you with your comic timing in terms of that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's no way to fake it in stand-up because you're there with live audience. And they will tell you what works and what not. So, of course, you know, you have to be really open to listening because they're your, you know, acting partner, and it helps.
Well, and you know, you've got a really full plate coming up, Gillian. I apologize if I'm messing up.
I know a lot of Gillians. Well, I have a little funny story. Blythe Danner, an incredible Tony Award-winning actress, we're really, really good friends, and she was in Murder of a Cat, but she always calls me Gillian. And I'm like, why do you keep calling me Gillian? And she has her daughter-in-law or somebody really close, daughter, niece or something, is named Gillian, but then she has a really great friend named Gillian. So she calls me Gillian. I don't care. Whatever works.
Well, Gillian, like I said, you have a lot on your plate. I mean, you've got the Caterpillar, and then I believe Yankee Sucks is coming. You're going ready to do that, or is it in production? What's going on with Yankee Sucks?
So Yankee Sucks, we're out to a director right now. So we have a script written by the head writer and producer of Narcos, and it's an incredible script, and we're out to a director right now. So that's still... that's pending, but I'm producing a movie with Tobey Maguire called Tell the Wolves I'm Home, and we amazing director named Oscar Sharp, who's doing his polish on the script right now. So I have those two things. But yeah, directing Caterpillar, I'm lucky I have partners on the movies I'm producing because directing is so, you know, it's a full time job. I'm just we're in pre-production with the Caterpillar, which is an incredible father-son story.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's really interesting to see that kind of things that go on in terms of things, you know. And you're always in the process of like either you know, sometimes you're in pre-production, you're trying to you know, try to get everything kind of set, you're in production, and then there's post-production. And sometimes you have to kind of juggle that. You know, I'm pretty sure Sam does that quite a lot where, you know, she'll have three different projects and they're all different spots in terms of where they're at. So, yeah, it's very interesting. It's got to be interesting for you.
Yeah, I mean, luckily right now, I'm not being torn and I'm juggling a few things, but all good. First world problem.
And I know JK very well. He actually graduated from the University of Montana. I'm a Montana State alumni, so I'm very familiar. I know he's a cross-state rival, but I won't hold it against him. I want to mention, you know, you guys can check out Fanboy. It's going to be hitting Amazon Prime on March 22nd, so you guys can check that out as well. Any social media going on with the film or the project?
Yes, I'm, you know, social media is sort of not my thing, but I just started on that. And my handle is at Pywacket Pictures, and so we're posting every day about, because I've been told I need to do this. Jenny is an expert, so I just started mine. We post every day about Fanboy and all the upcoming projects.
It's like an additional job, right? It's a lot.
Yeah, it's like, and I also don't really, what I don't like about it is talking about myself and here's my movie and here I am on set. But, you know, I've been told, I have my marching orders and I feel like it's a necessary evil.
Go ahead.
She's a pro at that, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's the model, you know. Like, our business has changed so much since Instagram, and I guess you have to be part of it. I mean, not you have to be. I think some people ought to.
I mean, for me, it's been great way to engage.
Yeah, I was going to say, Eugenia, speaking of which, can you consider your social media as well?
Yeah, my social media is Eugenia Kuzmina, and, you know, if you can Google it, like, you'll find all kind of information about me.
You can see how gorgeous
Eugenia, anything else coming up for you?
I just finished shooting a scene for Top Guys with Guy Ritchie. That was a great experience. Guy Ritchie.
Oh, Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, he's a really interesting director. And I'm working on, we're on stand-up tour currently with my group, and we are, you know, shooting a little pilot, so we want to do a series about different places, and we're doing stand-up in unconventional places and cities. And
yeah, hopefully Eugenia can come up here and do stand-up. I mean, there's quite a few comedy clubs up here. The Brad Garrett comes to mind, so I have to do that one of these days.
We're coming to Vegas in April, so I definitely, you know, will hit you up for sure.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, you have to let me know, and maybe we'll get you on the show and kind of promote it again too. So, anything else going on, Gillian, or I think obviously we want to talk about Fanboys. It's coming out. Also, want to mention that Eugenia's movie is in Is It Romantic, which is out in theaters now. You guys can check that out as well. I think that's everything you need to promote or anything like that. Was there anything else that you two wanted to add?
No, just everyone check out Fanboy. It's really fun and really funny, and that comes out March 22nd. And then Murder of a Cat is also on Amazon, and that stars Greg Kinnear, J.K. Simmons, Blythe Danner, Fran Kranz. We have a really Leo Nam, who's the current star of Westworld. We have a great, great cast, and it's super fun and
a funny story. I love the Murder of the Cat.
Yeah, it's another like sort of irreverent comedy, but really, but not a, like a lowbrow comedy. It's like a highbrow comedy, sort of in the vein of Little Miss Sunshine, or at least I like to think that.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, I mean, that's great, you know, and I hope to talk to you guys, you know, soon. Hopefully, Gillian, when you, you know,
just
maybe when the
Gillian,
next project
okay?
starts
just
trying to bring up.
What? I mean, Gillian. I think that. Just kidding.
Yeah, but I will try Gillian.
There you go.
I'll have to have you back when some of these other projects get going. But hopefully we'll get to see each other at the Artemis Film Festival. Like I said, you guys have an open invitation to watch my documentary, which is, you know, I think you guys will really enjoy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Would love that. Really looking forward to that.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much
thanks,
for having
thanks,
us.
And we'll talk to you soon. Yeah,
thanks,
no problem.
Bye, Mark.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
That was Gillian Green and actress Eugenia Kuzmina. Fanboys, like again, is going to be on Amazon Prime on March 22nd. You can also check out her current, her 2014 release, Murder of a Cat, on Amazon Prime as well. So if you guys have that, you guys can check that out. There's, you know, and like I said, Is It Romantic's out in theaters now. You can see Eugenia do a couple scenes in that movie as well. We are going to be busy because the next 2 weeks are already booked. We have a really great show. Give me one second here, and I will pop up the information for you guys. But you know who's going to be on the next couple weeks. We'll be doing two guests both next weekend and the weekend following. We booked it. I'm trying to play catch up because I didn't do a show last weekend, and I do apologize for that. I finally got time to start booking the next couple shows, so give me one second. I will look that information for you. You guys can check out us on Spreaker.com and also blogtalkradio.com somewhere in Vegas and all your favorite podcast catchers. Anything from iTunes, any podcast catcher you guys happen to have. You guys can check us out on Blog Talk, like I said, and Spreaker. You guys can download the stuff there as well. Also, iHeartRadio. You guys can check out iHeartRadio as well. You can actually tell your Alexa to listen to Somewhere in Vegas. and it'll pop up the latest episodes. So you guys definitely check that out as well. I know we have Singer Wex coming on next week. I'm trying to figure out the other name. Give me 1 second. Internet's running a little bit slow right now. But we have, like I said, our next four guests up in the next 2 weekends. Next weekend, I believe, is St. Patrick's Day, so care of that. Give me 1 second. You guys can check us out on social media at SWIV, and Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook. And give me 1 second. I will look that Lex is up, and Laura Frecon, wardrobe director, award-winning wardrobe director, Laura Frecon, also a really great fashion designer as well. We're going to have her on. We're talking a little bit about her eco-friendly fashion line, like I said, and then we'll also have Lex, really great gal, to really great up-and-coming star. Her new single's out. We'll have her on the show. The following weekend, we're going to have Pittsburgh indie rock band quartet The Vicks, and we'll have author Suiting the Breeze with Baby Boomer Stars on. That'll be the 24th. So the next 2 weeks are booked, and then we may have one show the week after. I will begin after. I'll let you guys know. But you guys can check us out Sundays. Our Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Stick in there for a little while until we make the huge move to our new format, which won't happen until May, more than likely. So you guys can check us out, like I said, on Spreaker now and over at blogtalkradio.com. With that in mind, we'll see you guys in a few we'll see you next week, next Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, with Lex and Laura Falcone, fashion designer. Talk to you guys then.